It is my distinct honor to get to introduce somebody who really needs no introduction. He made, because I like to talk, he made street performing here in Seattle a reality. He has talked with a conscience to people on the street for 35 years. Somebody who helped found the Pike Place Performers Guild and a good friend. Seattle, Jim Page.
Thank you very much. And I'll say again, this is a beautiful day and this is a beautiful festival. I'm serious. I've had a wonderful time. Now, I like playing on Monday because it's the last day, but it makes me feel kind of sad. You know, you got to go home and all that, but we can carry this on with us. This seems like a logical song to play today because we got all these people around, like over on that hill there, see? Yeah. We got them all over the place this weekend, and for some reason, they are out in droves. So this is a fictionalized account about what would happen if the laughing deity got off the wall somewhere and went all the way across the ocean and had a talk with Jesus hanging up on that cross, heart to heart. It might go something like this. Well, it was in the great cathedral when nobody was around. Just Jesus on the crossbeams, wishing he could get down. When a stranger came and riding on a dusty old horse. And the stranger, he was laughing, respectfully, of course. Why so glum, the stranger said, it's such a beautiful view. Jesus said, Jesus, don't you know who you're talking to? And who are you to interrupt my sacred misery? Oh, I thought you knew, the stranger said, I am the laughing deity. Laughing deity, says Jesus, well, I have my doubts. Besides, I don't know what there is to laugh about. I've been beaten up and spat on and riddled through with spears, and I've been hanging from this damn thing for 2,000 years. Well, that's a shame, said the deity. Somebody ought to take you down. You don't look so good. I know a doctor downtown. You could get gangrene. This place is full of rats. And when any way to treat a savior, leave him hanging like that. Leave him hanging like that. Could I get more vocal in the monitor, please? Jesus said, Jesus, as you cried a bloody tear, people say they love me. They keep me up here. They think that if I am miserable, they won't have to feel so bad. If I could get out of this place, I swear I'd go to Trinidad. Well, don't you have a famous father who could lay this place to waste? Yeah, I do, said Jesus, but this was his idea in the first place. Don't ask me to explain it, it would take too long. Families like mine, you have to learn to get along. Now the deity distracted and his mouth began to smile. And he realized he hadn't had a good laugh in quite a while. But there ain't no sense in laughing all alone, says he. Come on, Jesus, laugh with me. Yeah, come on, laugh with me. Jesus said, Jesus, you must be out of your mind. I mean many things to many people, but I ain't the laughing kind. Well, you better learn to be. The deity replied, can't get much worse. You're already crucified. Yeah, but what about these nails? I mean, they got me hanging up here like a trophy. Well, those things are only as strong as you allow them to be. Sackcloth and nails, hard with crossbeams and glue. Start laughing loud enough, ain't no telling what they might do. All right, says Jesus with a furrow in his brow. I used to laugh a long time ago, but I kind of forgot how. That's all right, said the deity. You'll get it back. You just need a little something to help lubricate the laugh track. You ever hear the one about the humans? He said as he got right up to his ear. And he whispered in the punchline, that we will never hear. And Jesus, well, his composure, it started to erode, and then he broke out with a laugh like the world would explode. Like the world would explode. Laughter ricocheted like a fusillade of thunder, and the great cathedral shuddered from the miracle and wonder. And after a while, when he finally settled down, with Jesus and the deity, they were both standing on the ground. Jesus said, Jesus, how did I get down? My hands don't hurt, my side is healed now. Walking around is like I just woke up and shook myself and watched myself appear. I haven't felt this good in 2,000 years. Accept it, said the deity. Suspend your disbelief. You don't have to always be so serious. Life is way too brief. It's a second chance, my friend. It's a brand new you. No one will even recognize you. You can do what you want to do. Yeah, but what about those followers of mine if they come here looking for me? Well, that's all right. There's still that other you, said the laughing deity. And sure enough, there he was, so high up in the dust, abandoned and forlorn, just like he always was. Jesus said, Jesus, let's get out of here. And they both got on that dusty old horse, and away they disappeared. They could have ridden off into the sunset, but they went the other way, into where the sun rises, because it's better that way. Yeah, it's better that way. Many morals to be had in story and in song. Be careful not to misinterpret, or you might just get them wrong. Some worlds are full of demons, and some are filled with light. It don't matter what you're looking at if you can't see it right. So if you need some explanations in these great vast mysteries, well, there are many ways to follow in many different directories. Some will leave you hanging, some will give you a better view. The choice is there before you, and I'll leave it up to you. Yeah, I'll leave it up to you. If anybody knows where Artist the Spoon Man is, I'm going to want him up here in a couple of minutes. Yeah, I know, but he's not here, I don't think. So this is a call for Artist. This song goes out to, I'm a member of Veterans for Peace. They accept associate members, and I do not have an actual military history, but I have a civilian history during a military time when we had to go on a run and we had dead friends, okay? And we don't have a draft right now, but we all have dead friends. And we all have people that come back, friends that come back with things in their heads, post-traumatic stress disorder, nightmares, visions, that sort of thing. We're creating a whole new generation of really damaged people. America has killed a lot of people over there, and we've damaged a lot of our own people as well. So it's a mess. And we have to do something, and I decided a few years back that the time for, you know, individual adventurism was over and that we needed to unite and start gathering our forces together. So I joined up with Veterans for Peace. They're a great group. And I just bring that up because this next song is about that sort of thing. Some of my songs have been called depressing over the years, and I've never thought it that way myself. I've always thought that it was better to find out that you got dry rot in your porch than to fall through and break your leg. So these songs are basically about how you got dry rot in your porch, okay? So it's up to us to fix the porch or replace it. Okay, the song's called Head Full of Pictures. And if you notice, at the end of the song, the guy in the song decides to get smart, okay, and do something about it. That's what he says. And you can figure out what that means for yourself. what he's going to do or she is going to do when they get smart. Okay? It's called Head Full of Pictures. Just came home with a head full of pictures, and I can't see, I can't see. They wake me up screaming in the middle of the night, make them go away, make them go away. And I might stop drinking, and I might not stop, I might cross over that line. I just want to get drunk and stay that way all the time. Around with a head full of pictures, and you don't want to know, you don't want to know. They're hanging in the air right in front of my face everywhere I go, where I go. And I might start doping, and I might not stop, I might cross over that line. I just want to get numb and stay that way all the time. Nobody should have pictures in the head like I do. Nobody should have pictures in the head like me. Giving back to the people they wanted, there's a war. I don't want to see him anymore. Living my life with a head full of pictures from now on, from now on. And I can't make love to the world anymore, cause they're too strong, they're too strong. And I might get crazy, and I might not stop, I might cross over that line, and I might do something I might regret sometime. Gave me this head full of pictures. Well, I think I know, I think I know. Some big shot sitting in a padded chair where the money's on flow, money's on flow. And I might start thinking, and I might get smart, I might cross over that line, and I might do something about it sometime. Nobody should have pictures in the head like I do. Nobody should have pictures in the head like me. Giving back to the people that wanted this award. I don't want to see him anymore. Thank you very much. I'm kind of running out of time here. It goes by faster than I thought it would. I got three more songs I want to do. Can I do that? Yeah. What's that? He's here. Okay, get artists on up here. I understand he's here. That's all right. Okay, it's going to be just you and me, and then we're going to have Joel. This is the Declaration song. This song is self-explanatory. We have a great history. We are a great people. We live in what could be a great country. Let's make it like that. Country has been stolen, and I ain't lying down. I'm gonna make a lot of noise. I'm gonna spread it all around. I will not be the meek one, sit back and bite my tongue. I dare somebody to tell me not to sing this song. Cause these are some big words that we all learn in school. Words to build a country by or give notice to a fool. I took the liberty to rhyme them all, be easier to sing. Maybe it'll help to make the pendulum swing. This is my declaration. It's your declaration too. So let's live up to it and see what we can do. Yeah. I see what we can do. We hold these truths to be self-evident, and that means that everyone can see that we are all created equal, and that means that you are just like me, with certain unalienable rights, and that means that they are ours to keep, like life, liberty, and happiness. Well, don't it make you want to weep? Now, to secure these rights means the two-dot governments. They get their powers from us, they govern by our consent. And should any one of them become destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish them. Yes, this is my declaration, that's right. It's your declaration, too. So let's live up to it. Let's see what we can do. Yeah, come on, let's go see what we can do. Time of human events, the time has finally come. Beware, you bandit governments, your race is almost run. These words were written more than 200 years ago. Catching up with history, it moves so slow. It moves so slow. Governments should not be changed for light or transient cause. But when abuse and usurpations become the rule of law, it is the right, it is the duty of the people to respond. To throw off such a government and move on. That's what it says, move on. This is my declaration. It's your declaration too, it's all of ours. So let's put our heads together and see what we can do. This is my declaration. It's your declaration too. So let's put our heads together and see what we can do. Ask us who we can do. Okay, there's a veterans town meeting. I just been asked to make this announcement. Congressman Jim McDermott, you know, the guy they don't like because he went over and spoke to somebody else before we started messing around with their country. And it's on Tuesday, May 27th. That's tomorrow, man. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Seattle Armory, which is 1601 West Armory Way, all right? 10:30 a.m. to noon. It's a veterans town meeting. We're all veterans of this stuff. Whether we like it or not, okay? Do not marginalize those people. This is Artist of Spoon Man, ladies and gentlemen. This is Joe Martin. Artist and I made a CD. We made a recording last year at Jack Straw Studios, and that recording is over there. And this song we're going to play now is off that CD, okay? It's called Columbus. I will not celebrate Columbus. No, I will turn the other way. I will not celebrate Columbus. There is no honor on that day. On that day when the brave sea captain, so they say, set out to prove that the world was round. The guy, but really he was looking out for gold, and he would kill for it all for the sake of the European crown. And they found a gentle people on the shoreline. A gentle people, they could turn them into slaves. And they cut those people down just as fast as they could. They didn't even give them time to dig their own graves. And I will not celebrate Columbus. I will not give honor to that name. No, I will not celebrate Columbus. It is a day of infamy and shame. And the floodgates were open and history rolled. And the numbers were uncountable, the numbers were extreme. And every dead one died for a hawk's bill full of gold, discarded in the margins of the American dream. And I know it was a long time ago. I know it's hard to remember, but it's harder still to forget. Living in the shadows of a Holocaust. Maybe someday we'll organize and rise to be a threat. And I will not celebrate Columbus. No, I will not give honor to a killer and a thief. No, I will not celebrate Columbus. I will not participate in absurdities, beliefs. There's a statue out by City Hall. A soldier with his uniform, his helmet, and his gun. Shivington's army at Sand Creek. Women and children, and what have they done? They have paved their paradise with money and blood. They have built their greatness on the backs of the dead. And when they stand before the gates of their arrival, there will be a price on their head. I will not celebrate Columbus. No, I will see him deconstructed in the naked light. No, I will not celebrate Columbus. I will not celebrate until we make things right. Let's take this upside down world and turn it over. Let's make sense of this senselessness. Let's build a house that we can all live in together. Let's clean up this mess. No, I will not celebrate Columbus. I will not celebrate Columbus. I will not celebrate Columbus. Columbus.
Thank you very much. We got time for one more song. You know, I don't know how to explain this except by being blunt. This is the Pock Market busker stage, and some of us actually do busking. Whoa. That hat's going to go around in the audience. Just give it to people and let it pass. Let them pass it around amongst themselves. There you go.
He's our youngest busker, by the way, so be generous.
Exactly. Once again, this is Artists. Ain't nobody does what he does. I don't care where you go, nobody does what he does. This is Joe Martin.
Jim Page.
And this is for anyone who wants to change the world, not save the world, not preserve the world, change the world. Make it into a better place, and somebody, everybody tells you you can't do it, but you can. This is called Over My Dead Body. Okay, we got CDs, there's a hat going around. I'm doing a workshop up there with Joe and with a friend of mine from Ireland. It's called Music in a Post-Conflict Environment. I hope we can look forward to that someday. Post-conflict, you know what I'm saying? So that we all get to talk to each other in a better world. So thank you very much. Here we go. Thank you.
the world. Over my dead body, over my dead body, over my dead body, over my. We are born to nature, and in nature we will die. Oh, and if we don't make it, it's not because we didn't try. No, it's not because we didn't try. They say they will incorporate the world. Over my dead body, over my dead body, over my dead body, over my. They have all the money, we have the will, and I would rather be a match than a paper dollar bill. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. They have the guns, all we are is flesh and blood, but we will multiply our numbers and drown them in our flood. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. They say they will incorporate the world. Over my dead body, over my dead body, over my dead body. That's what they say, but we will turn those tables, take their power away. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. We will not be dissuaded, and we will not turn around. We will face the barricades, and we will tear them down. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. I will incorporate the world. Over my dead body, over my dead body, over my dead body, over my dead body. A fool, that's all right with me. I will live to see this good round world breaking free. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. They say they will incorporate the world. Over my dead body, over my dead body, over my dead body, over my dead body. Everybody sing. They say they will incorporate the world. Over my dead body, over my dead body, over my dead body.
Jim Page,
Joel Martin.
Artist,